Show presents Scratch a Track,
the podcast where we debate which track to scratch off some of the most known and unknown albums of all time.
We live in an era of singles.
This is an album.
People no longer listen to an album for the work it truly is.
It kind of defines a band.
It's just not something that people relate to nowadays.
We've all gotten the dreaded.
Started out as a game.
Which track on the album would you scratch out if you had to? Hey everyone, welcome to another exciting episode of the Scratch a Track podcast presented by the Dune Grimm Show and co-produced by Ivy EST. I'm Dune.
And I'm Grimm. And today we are going to talk, as we have been doing some vinyl talk, about a vinyl that's coming out for the Rolling Stones' Tattoo You. And it is the super deluxe, crazy monster, a normal dome edition of Tattoo You, because it's the 40th anniversary. So
kind
both
of a big deal.
Both Tattoo You and I, man, hitting the 40 year milestone this year.
I think when people ask you, like, "Hey, how old are you? How old are you?" I'm Tattoo You.
yeah.
I'm Tattoo You. That's pretty much all that.
Are you familiar with that at all?
Yeah, exactly. And if they don't know, then get the video. So here's the deal with the super deluxe 5 LP box set, which is pretty much what we're here to talk about. Grimm,
yeah.
$200. Now, that might be a little steep for some people. So they do have a multi-tiered system, which we've been seeing a lot with some of these kind of deluxe versions. Still, nothing has beat the George Harrison All Things Must Pass. But
what
we have
that, 20?
That was, yeah. But we got, I think, the All Things Must Pass. We talked about the Tiny Music one, STP's Tiny Music. I think we might have done another one, too, but I can't remember at this moment. But this kind of seems to be a thing where a lot of these anniversary editions now, since vinyl has made such a resurgence, they're coming out with these newly remastered 180-gram, beautiful packaging, extra discs, and whatnot. And so this one definitely has a lot of content. Now, I would say,
man, does it ever?
It's probably for you could say it's for the super fan. But in case you're not a super fan, you can still get the double disc, which we'll go through what's included in each. A picture disc, or the double disc is $36. The picture disc of just the album is $36. Or if you just want to get the regular black vinyl, it's $26. But so included, and there is actually another version even yet, which I ordered, and I'm pretty excited.
Oh, what's
but it's
that
very
one,
different.
Dude?
Oh, I will get to it, my friend. I will get to it. All right. So the deal with the 5-disc LP set comes with Tattoo You Remastered. Pretty awesome, because it's a great album. Lost and Found, which is a separate disc, 9 previously unreleased tracks from about this recording period. And the one cool thing I saw with this, Grimm, there is an alternate version of Start Me Up, which is apparently done in sort of a reggae style. So
that would be interesting.
Right?
Yeah.
And then the discs 3, 4, and 5.
Is that the Wembley?
26 track live concert from Wembley in 1982. Kind of spans most of their career. Songs like Tom Is On My Side, Let's Spend the Night Together, Under My Thumb.
Dude, yeah, I like
Miss
their
You, Let It Bleed. It's pretty good, man.
Dude,
it's
a cover of Chantilly Lace by the Big Bopper.
Dude, pretty cool, man. There's that's a hefty live album. I wouldn't mind getting that live album as something separate as well.
I don't see them
offering that. Yeah, that's true. I'm sure it's a great recording. I have some of their live videos throughout their career, and the production of it is pretty good. So,
so let's hear about the version you're getting.
Okay. Well, also included in this $200 version is a 124 page book.
That's what I would want.
Yeah, 200 photos. I mean, dude, that's like a coffee table book, pretty much.
Absolutely. Well, so, yeah, but you do, it's like you got to make people wear gloves to handle the thing.
Pretty much. So the thing was, I kind of started thinking about it. I'm like, well, would I want the $200 version? Because if you kind of start, do you want all that content? Because you can get the tattoo you and Lost and Found for about $35.
But do you get the book?
You don't get the book. You don't get the live, and you don't get the live. So here's the thing with that, though. But is it? I'm trying to think. I was starting to do math in my head, and then that live three disc, you know, whatever the live concert.
Yeah.
If that was sold separately, that'd probably be about $40 or $50, because I mean that's a three disc LP thing. So already we're running to almost $90 for just the audio side. Then you got that coffee table book, dude. Coffee table books aren't cheap, so we're talking $50 to $60 right there. Already we're almost at $150 for those items. The packaging of this is really nice. It seems like it comes in a really good cardboard sort of package. So I don't
now, think that's cheap. What's the picture disc? What is that?
So the picture disc is just the album itself, but instead of it being black vinyl, it's like it's got the cover like printed on the disc.
Oh, itself. I have a couple of those.
Yeah,
but it actually plays?
Yeah, yeah. Just like yours for what do you call it?
Sleep.
What's that? Yeah, yeah. Was that the you had it for who was it?
It's Dope Smoker.
Not just Sleep. Dope Smoker, right, yeah.
That's Sleep.
So yeah. Oh, it is. Okay. Yeah. So they have that. Now the version that I saw, now all of these versions are available on the website Sound of Vinyl. And that's where I buy a lot of vinyl and stuff from. You can pre-order it. This comes out, I think, the end of October. Now I went to the Rolling Stone shop on their website and they had another version. In this version, one, for about $40, you get both the Tattoo You and Lost and Found.
Okay.
But, dude, one, the discs are clear, which is kind of cool.
Dude, I like those. Yeah, I have and that two, for Beggar's Banquet.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah. They look weird when they go around because the grooves, like, kind of mess with each other visually. It looks like it's kind of, like, winding real weird. Yeah.
But it's got the cover is alternate. It's one, it's green instead of red on the cover, and it's Keith's face all tattooed.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So I was like, man, I saw that and I was like, dude, yeah, I want that version. So I got that version. I kind of,
does it have the picture, the book?
No, no book. I mean, dude, it was $40. I mean,
yeah, the book is
kind of the expensive part of this whole thing. So I don't know. I'd just be curious. I mean, do you have Tattoo You on vinyl?
No, I've been wanting to get it, and this may well be what leads me to do that. I'm certainly.
What version are you going to get? Yeah.
I want to hear those 9 songs. And if the 9 songs are good, then I would buy probably similar to what you did. Because this is one I've been wanting, and it's just one of those ones where for whatever I don't know, maybe it was at the record store and I hadn't pulled the trigger on it yet. I feel like this is probably the reason why. It was the good Lord smiling down upon me saying, wait until the 40th anniversary remaster, Grim. And here I am.
There you go.
It'll be a late birthday present.
Well, dude, it's going to be a good one. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm curious, everyone out there, let us know if you've heard any of these previously unreleased tracks. I don't think they're available on any streaming services or anything yet, but I don't know, maybe people have heard versions. Or if you've heard the live Wembley Stadium songs, because I'd be curious as to hear, one, how they sound, what the recording's like, the production's like. I imagine it's got to be pretty solid if the Rolling Stones are like putting this out. It's not some bootleg stuff, right?
I would assume that it was pretty professionally done, probably multi-tracked, and you know,
probably. I got a feeling.
So I got a question for you, dude, and this may be ignorant because you had mentioned. I think the one that's green, I think that's actually the Keith Richards one. I believe that's in the cover art somewhere or in the book.
Is it like the back cover?
Yes, or something? I think it might be.
Before. Yeah, yeah, I've seen it before. So was that your question?
No, my question is on the cover, is that supposed to be Mick?
I don't know.
Because it doesn't, if anyone knows that, and I mean, now granted, before you get all
his hair was like slick back like that, or I don't know.
Yeah, that is the back of the CD. So before you get all mad and say you didn't do your homework, let's hold on, dickhead. Larry. This wasn't a full scratch, number one. And so let's just kind of stop that there. But I would like to know if anyone does know, is that supposed to be Mick or is that just idol. A person, some androgynous being? I don't know. Could be either.
Exactly. All right, everyone. Well, we just wanted to cover Tattoo U. Let us know what one you're going to get because you got options. And they've released, I think, pretty much super deluxe or special editions for, it looks like Beggar's Banquet, now Tattoo U. I thought Let It Bleed maybe had one.
So is the music out yet or no?
I don't think so. Okay. I don't think it comes out. It's probably till October.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
But I'd be curious, what ones are you guys going to get? Let us know, and let us know about the live show, because that seems pretty cool.
Like, subscribe, and comment below.
Yeah.
All right, all right.
Please do.
Time to go.
Scratch a Track is produced by the Dude and Grim. Additional music provided by Moore and the Timms. Copyright 2021. The Dude and Grim Show.